Manor resident Michelle Moore has been fascinated with nativity scenes since she was 10 years old. That was when a family friend, Sister Mary Pauline, gave her a small, glittery set to hang on the tree. Fast forward about 15 years and she was living on the farm north of Manor when she spotted a beautiful white porcelain nativity set in the Avon catalog and decided to start selling Avon so she could afford to buy it. Over the years, Moore has accumulated 154 nativity scenes, adding a little to her collection each year. Every Thanksgiving, the sets are removed from their boxes and strategically and lovingly positioned in her residence on Newcomb Street in Manor, where her parents Wes and Elsie Moore used to live. "Some of my favorites have been gifts from special friends," Moore said. Entering the porch, the collection begins and extends itself to the kitchen, dining room, living room and upstairs into the bedrooms. Every china cabinet, shelf, and table is covered and the home is completely furnished with these beautiful pieces of art. "By selectively adding to my collection, these nativity scenes have contributed to my delinquency," said Moore. Her arrangements are constructed from wood, glass, porcelain, acrylic and plastic. Moore also has several novelty nativity sets including leprechauns, puppies, mice, moose, cardinals and kittens. She even has Aboriginal, Eskimo, and Charlie Brown sets. Some of the arrangements are battery-powered or electric. Although Moore does not have any children, apart from cats, she has three stepchildren who have contributed to the nativity addiction. "My cat gets royally annoyed when the Christmas decorations go up as her favorite spot in the bow window is overtaken by nativities," said Moore. Moore's interests extend beyond nativity scenes. She is an Anglican priest who often leads Lutheran and United Church worship services as well. On the fourth Sunday of every month from May to September, a religious service is conducted at Cannington Manor. She is both the priest and organ player. The last service of 2022 honored the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Moore has five generations of family buried at the Cannington Manor gravesite. Her services are in high demand throughout the area for interdenominational funerals. "I think that having someone local who has often known the deceased and their family for years may help me to bring comfort to families in mourning and make it a little easier than dealing with a stranger," said Moore. Moore is talented and is an accomplished writer. She wrote for the Redvers Optimist newspaper briefly. She loves the country of England, its traditions and history, and is a monarchist through and through. A trip to England in 2017 was a dream come true. A highlight was witnessing Trooping the Colour and seeing many members of the royal family including Her Majesty. "I visited Newcastle, Topcliffe, Aisenby and Sandon from whence hailed my Fry, Hindmarch, Appleton and Hodgson ancestors. But even better was having the opportunity to preach in my granddad Samuel Hodson's Church of All Saints, Sandon." She has sung in the Wawota Hints of Harmony Choir for 25 years. "I'm honored to be part of this group of talented women, and we have forged incredible friendships over the years that we have performed together." Moore is still furious at Rogers Sportsnet for relieving broadcaster Don Cherry of his duties in 2019 following controversial remarks. "I admire and respect Cherry's honesty, forthrightness, his Anglican faith and monarchist leanings, his fierce and unwavering support of our armed forces and of all things Canadian, not to mention his sartorial splendor." She is extremely interested in genealogy and working on her family tree and scrapbooking memory books. Together with her husband Craig, Moore lives at 7 Newcomb Street. Anyone is more than welcome to stop in, visit, and view her impressive nativity collection. "The nativity scenes provide me with an inner peace. I find my hobby relaxing and rewarding. And, I am always on the lookout to adding to my collection," said Moore.